It's hard for me to think about Easter without thinking about this verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. That is a bold claim for a religion, to hang the entire faith on one thing. For Paul, this one thing is not just theory, it's an actual date in history, a true physical act that occurred, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without it, the Christian faith is futile. The word there means vain or useless. Easter is the celebration of the moment that literally makes or breaks our faith. But like Christmas, with Easter being something that happens every year, it can be hard to come up with a way to announce the resurrection in ways that both seem creatively new while fulfilling our primary call of remaining biblically faithful. And so, as a pastor who is in charge of coming up with each year's Easter sermon and theme, here are some tips that I utilize when it's time to come up with the Easter series. The first is this: keep it biblical. This may seem obvious, but I've seen churches try to be so creative with their Easter service that they look for inspiration from the world instead of the Word. At the end of the day, what matters is not that we are creative, but that we are biblical. If this is not our foundation and our first step, it doesn't matter what comes next. Pastor, remember, what you need to share from the message of Christ is contained within the pages of God's Word. So don't try to outthink the Bible. Saturate yourself in the pages of Scripture, and yet look with eyes that are aware of the times, that are still focused on eternity. And when you do, the Spirit will lead you to the message and a way to communicate it that will speak timely and timeless truths to the people gathered on Easter. Which is our second idea: make the timeless timely. Knowing you cannot overstate the resurrection, this central message of Christianity should never be reserved just for Easter Sunday. But on that day, when, quote, everyone shows up, use the timeless truth of the resurrection to share a timely message that speaks to people's eternity and to the immediate. So yes, while the message should be biblical, your job is to show people how this is relevant not just to their eternal soul, but also to their everyday lives. Jesus was the master at using his immediate surroundings to point to eternal truths. Learn from this. For us pastors, it's okay to ask what is happening around us, on the news or in the world, that we can use not just to make a point, but that we can use to point to Jesus. This is how we help people develop a biblical worldview. For instance, we have an upcoming Easter series called Full Circle: How the Story of Easter Brings Us Back to Everything Good. Playing on the shape of a circle and the shape of the stone that was rolled away, we'll examine how Easter brings us from death to life, from law to love, from surrender to victory, and how this is all possible not because of some religious teaching, but because of a specific date in history, the day that Jesus came back to life. These are timeless truths, but put into a timely way because people are unsure of what is next. People have a cultural rather than a biblical view of the Christian faith, and Resurrection Sunday is a day to announce the real truth of the gospel, which is that the only hope we have is found in Christ. Your final tip for your Easter series is this. Number 3, use your church. If you're running dry on coming up with an Easter series, try approaching your church with questions that get them thinking, because their answers will get you thinking. You don't have to be the only one coming up with an idea for a series, even if you're the one preaching the message. I have no doubt that God has placed good people around you, so see what insight you can glean from them. Here are some questions you can ask that might lead to some good ideas. Firstly, what is one word that you think of when I say Easter sermon? You could also ask, what's your favorite biblical text that speaks to the resurrection, and why is this your favorite? You could also ask, besides tradition, why do you think people are willing to come to church on Easter, but not other Sundays? You could also ask this: what questions do you have surrounding the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Go ask 15 to 20 people at least one of these questions and see what comes up, what themes emerge, what passages of Scripture you are brought to, as you also consider, what answers did you not expect? As you do this, look for how the Holy Spirit may be at work and what He brings to mind. Look for what might be that spark, what jumps off the page, and how could this be the seed of an idea that you could flesh out into a sermon series? And one last thing for your Easter series. The last thing I would say to you, O local church pastor, is make sure you preach for your church. don't have eyes on preaching to the nation or the world, but recognize God has called you as a shepherd of a local congregation. Consider how your Easter message is going to speak to their lives, nourishing them with the Word of God. Release yourself from the burden of trying to create a viral sermon series and simply create one that speaks to and builds the congregation that God has blessed you with. And so, may you remember, this is the most joyous message. So enjoy the process.